Mayor says public participation is essential to Weslaco's future. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Weslaco, Texas, Mayor Adrian Gonzalez said the long-term success of Weslaco's infrastructure program depends not only on engineering and public investment but also on the active participation of residents in protecting and maintaining the city's drainage system. In an exclusive interview, Gonzalez said flooding cannot be addressed solely through construction projects if storm drains, ditches and drainage channels become blocked by trash, yard waste and other debris. The mayor said the city is holding its public works and utilities departments accountable for maintaining storm inlets and drainage infrastructure while asking residents to do their part by keeping drainage systems clear. According to Gonzalez, illegal dumping of garbage, grass clippings, and other materials into ditches and storm drains reduces the capacity of the city's drainage network and increases the risk of localized flooding during heavy rain events. He encouraged residents to report illegal dumping and other activities that interfere with the drainage system's proper operation. Gonzalez acknowledged that flooding creates significant hardships for homeowners and businesses, resulting in property damage, financial losses, and disruptions to daily life. He said the city's objective is to reduce those impacts through continued infrastructure improvements while encouraging community involvement in protecting public investments. The mayor also addressed criticism directed at the city following major storms, particularly on social media. "I accept responsibility as mayor," Gonzalez said, adding that his administration is focused on solving problems rather than avoiding them. According to Gonzalez, previous administrations discussed drainage improvements for many years, but his administration and the current city commission are focusing on planning, engineering, and completing projects that deliver lasting results. He said the city remains committed to transparency throughout the process and will continue meeting with residents to discuss infrastructure priorities and explain how it selects projects. Gonzalez emphasized that every neighborhood deserves protection from flooding and said the city continues to prioritize areas that have experienced repeated problems while preparing additional projects for future construction. He reiterated that one flooded house is one too many, describing that principle as a guiding objective for his administration. The mayor said rebuilding Weslaco's infrastructure requires patience because major public works projects involve engineering, permitting, funding, and construction. However, he said those investments are intended to provide reliable protection for future generations rather than temporary relief. Gonzalez said the city's long-term vision depends on continued cooperation among elected officials, city staff, and residents working toward the shared goal of building a safer, more resilient community. This article is part 8 of Weslaco Forward, a Texas Border Business special series examining the city's future through exclusive interviews with Mayor Adrian Gonzalez. See related stories. Weslaco launches long-term strategy to modernize drainage infrastructure. Weslaco expands flood control network through retention facilities. Weslaco pursues federal funding for major drainage projects. Weslaco explores stormwater reuse to strengthen future water supply. Weslaco requires new development to strengthen stormwater management. Regional partnerships drive Weslaco's flood control strategy. Engineering the future of Weslaco through planning and accountability.